Seif Vav. V'yesh l'hoisif, and one may add, as b'kviyah shana zu, then in the fixation of this year, when Tisha B'Av is chal b'Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, and oichli haschala from the Bein HaMetzarim, and also the beginning of the 3 weeks, Shivasa B'Tamos, is chal b'Shabbos fell on Shabbos, and the retinus is nidcha, and the fast was pushed off to Sunday, kumtais, it comes out, as the haschala und der Siem von Ditlosa de Paranusa, that the beginning and the end of these 3 weeks of Puronius, of punishment, is nit mit aninyan shel Puronius chas v'sholem, is not with the concept of punishment, God forbid, nor adrabe, but on the contrary, mit ayem ha-Shabbos, it begins and ends with a beautiful day of Shabbos, chemdes ha-yomim, the most desirable of days, u mitzvah la'angoy, chulu, and it's a mitzvah to delight in Shabbos. And since we await his coming every day, that morgen euch nit sein kein tainus, tomorrow there also will not be a fast. And even if Mashiach will delay, God forbid, is das a tainus michutz von die tlosa de paranusa. Even then, the fast will be outside the 3 weeks, welche haben sich schon geendigt mit Shabbos, which have already finished on Shabbos. And we can say, as das brengt hariz begolui, that this brings out in a revealed way, euchem teuchen pnimi von de tlosa de paranusa. Also, the inner contents of the 3 weeks. Vidas is keneged di gimel moichin, which these 3 weeks correspond to the three moichin, the three brains, as explained in the drush of Reb Hillel Paritcher, which is based on a maima of the Tzemach Tzedek. Now, bizman ha-golos shtein di gimel moichin behelem ubehistalkus. During the time of golos, these three moichin are concealed and removed. And the reason, says the Rebbe in footnote 80, why there are 3 weeks of Puranis, even though the number three shows the idea of chazaka and kiyum, of establishment, which is only with Kedusha and not in punishment, one may say that the reason is that in order there be complete free choice, because as we know, it says in Koheles, Zelu umaseh osa likim, God made opposites in the world, meaning that in every matter of holiness, also in the concept of chazaka, which is three, there is a l'umaseh, there is its opposite in the side of unholiness. And the kavana is, the intent is, almanas, in order to transform the opposite of holiness into holiness, like the concept of zedonis nasalei kazachias, that sins which are done with intent should be transformed through teshuvah to merits, literal merits. Vidos vet niskalaverin b'shlemis v'gula mitzis v'hashlema. And these three moichin will be revealed completely by the true redemption. When there will be the conquering of all 10 lands, noisiv to the sheva arotzes, which in addition to the conquering of the 7 lands, keneged birur hazayin midos, which correspond to the refining of the 7 midos, there will also be the conquering then of the 3 lands of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni, keneged the Gimel Moichin, which correspond to the 3 Moichin of Chachma, Bina, and Das. V'adrab, and on the contrary, v'baltas der gili fun di Gimel Moichin kum tareis l'achrei ha-helem, that since the revelation of these 3 Moichin comes after a concealment, is das v'yesa seis v'ois, ki yisrin oirim na-cheshach, then they will come out with greater strength and vitality, like the additional, like the advantage of light which comes from the darkness. And we can connect this also with the parshis which we read in the 3 weeks, Pinchas, Matas, Masei, and Devarim. The tzad hashava from the dry parshis is, the common content of these 3 parshis is, as in Zei Retzach Ben Chalukas Ha'aretz, then in all 3 of these parshas it talks about the division of the land. But Parshas Pinchas La'ela Techolak Ha'aretz Benachlof, in Parshas Pinchas it says to these, the land should be divided, Ach begoyrol yecholak ha'saaretz, and it should be divided with a lottery. Beparshas matos bakoshes b'nei godim b'nei ruvein yutan ha'saaretz hazeis labadacha lachuzem eiver hayadim mizracha. The b'nei godim b'nei ruvein asked that the eiver hayadim be given to them as an inheritance. Or beparshas masay zeis ha'saaretz asher tipoil lachem b'nachla asher tisnachlu oisa begoyrol. That Parshas Masay talks about the division of the land through the lottery. On the Parshas Devarim b'haschalas ha-parsha, penu usulachem obeyu ha-ara meirev el-kol shechenov, eretz ha-kanani b'halavonin ad-anohar ha-godl nahar pros. Reino sati lefnechem es-ha-oretz, boyu reshua es-ha-oretz, ha-shanishva ha-shem la-veiseichem. So in other words, the whole beginning of the Sedra talks about the entry into the land. On the Siyim ha-parsha, kibush eretz sichen v'oig v'nasinosa livnei god of neiru uvein. And the end of Parshas Devarim talks about the conquering of the land of Sichon and Oig, and it's being given to the B'nai God of Nei Ruvein. Ubi Pratius Yesa, and in more detail, Retzach in the Drei Parshas Ven Chalukas Ha'oretz Kula. In these three Parshas, it talks about the division of the entire land. Nitnar Be'eve Hayardin Marava, not only in what is west of the Jordan, nor Eich Be'eve Hayardin Mizracha, but also what's east of the Jordan. Nachlas b'nei god b'nei ruvein. Was das ist gewend der haschol von kibush val chalukas eretz gimel ulmeis keni kinizi v'kadmeini edim umoyav v'amoin. Because this portion of land which is in Transjordan is also the beginning of the conquering of the three lands of keni kinizi and kadmeini, which are the lands of edim, moyav, and amoin. Shasidim lias yerushal osid, which eventually will be conquered and become part of Eretz Yisrael. Yeshlemer as in them, as I am marumas the gimel moichin, and one may say that in this is hinted to the three moichin, the three brains vos kumen so zamen mid the gimel zayin midas, which come together with the seven midas. Kibush zayin arotzis me'ev hayarden marova, which is the conquering of the seven lands in Eretz Yisrael, and the gimel shabbosas and the three shabbosas from the drei vachen and the three shabbosas of the 3 weeks. Then melaint the dry parshas b'shana zu was fir narein in the shabbatim and the chemtel achreze. In other words, these 3 weeks go into the 7 weeks of consolation, and the shivad and the chemtel which come afterwards, and therefore this is all connected with the three moichin and the seven middas. Ubavedus ha'odem b'daitus the aveda for machdor eretz Yisrael, and in our Avoida, this is connected with the Avoida of making here Eretz Yisrael. Kibush v'chalukas chelkei ba'olam, which is the conquering and division of one's own portion in the world. U'machan derfun Eretz Yisrael, and making it into Eretz Yisrael. Adira le'izborach b'tachteinim. U'betachlis hashlemas, and it should be done completely. B'machshav v'dibur u'maisa, in thought, speech, and action. Al sachona tu asid Eretz Yisrael, shatispashe b'cholo arotis, kimedu b'l'il, as a preparation to the fact that Eretz Yisrael will be divided, will extend to all lands, as we have spoken beforehand. Se'iv Zayin. V'yeshleimer, and one may say, as der inyum fun gilui ha-mashiach b'tisha b'av b'mincha, that the revelation of Mashiach on Tisha B'av by mincha, um v'sis farbundet mit der aveda in Eretz Yisrael, and as it's connected with the aveda in Eretz Yisrael, is nochme behadgosha in the parsha was melent betfilas mincha from dem Shabbos Tishabov, Shabbos Chazay, and Parshas Veschanan. It's very much connected with the parsha that we're going to read by mincha of Shabbos, which is the parsha of Veschanan. Loi dem klal as a Torah hi nitzches, according to the rule that Torah is eternal, un Torah miloshen heira, and Torah gives a directive, an instruction, Alin Yonim and Torah Zayin Nitzchim Leilum Void, for all matters of Torah are eternal. Und given Ares Herois Nitzchis to Yidden B'chol Zmana B'chol Mokim, and give directives to Yidden in every time and place. Verdi Shaila, one may ask the question, Was is the Hero Nitzchis for an Vashanan al Hashem? What is the eternal directive of the fact that Moshe davened to Hashem, Tfilas Moshe, to the Meibishten Erzal Arangin in Eretz Yisrael? A tfilah that Moshe said to Hashem that he should be allowed to go in Eretz Yisrael. A tfilah ubakosha was his demult nit mekuyim gevorim, which was a tfilah and a request which then was not fulfilled. Ubemelu is das lechedo begedo from maida hava hava. And therefore, seemingly, It is in the category of what took place. What was, it was. In other words, it's an event that happened in the past. So of what relevance does it have to us today? Is there beer in them? So the answer is, it's obvious that this prayer of Moshe remains always in its strength. And it will be fulfilled. As certainly, if the tefillah of every tzaddik is fulfilled, then certainly the tefillah of Moshe will be fulfilled. And certainly from the rule that a tzaddik makes a decree and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills it, then certainly the tefillah of Moshe, which even the works of his hands are eternal. Certainly therefore his tefillah is eternal. And certainly, in this case, when Moshe davened 515 tefillahs, ilu zochu, if we would have merited, vol tefillahs Moshe damot mekuyim gever, then the tefillah of Moshe then would have been fulfilled. Uner vol tarayin gifirat yidin in Eretz Yisrael, and he would have taken yidin into Eretz Yisrael, and giboyed them beis hamikdash, he would have built the beis hamikdash, and damot vol das given and beis nitzchi, and then it would have remained an eternal house. Bigula hamit anitzchis, in an eternal redemption, bigula shleimike mevura besfarim, it would have been a complete redemption, as it says in many sfarim, such as the Megala Amukis and the Alshech and the Erechaim, etc. Mipnei Sibir Shonis. However, because of various reasons, his tefillah Moshe demult nitzmukuyim gvar, the tefillah of Moshe then was not fulfilled, papayel, literally, but olam hazeh hagashmi, in this physical world, tzilib di gizeir of us is dan given as Moshe dav bleiben mit bnei dorei in midbar kedel kamon. And the reason it wasn't fulfilled because there was a decree that Moshe Rabbeinu had to stay with his generation in the midbar, as we'll soon explain. But since it was a tefillah of Moshe, unach tofku tesvav tefillahs, and it was 515 tefillahs, vezizicha mekuyim veren nor speter bigula mitzvahs vashleim al yedei mashiach tzidkenu, it will eventually be fulfilled with the future redemption. Vos Goel Rishon Moshe Hu Goel Achron, which Moshe, he was the first redeemer, he will be the last redeemer. On Erfir Tarayin Al Yidin in Eretz Yisrael, and he'll bring all the Yidin in Eretz Yisrael, but Gula Shein Acharei Golos, with a Gula after which there will be no Golos, Ube Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi Bais Nitzchi, and in the Binyan, in the building of the third Beis HaMikdash, which will be an eternal building. Kum Der Fun Ares. So from this it comes out, as tefillah of Moshe is kayemes l'olam, that the tefillah of Moshe is eternal, and it has its ongoing effect, not only in that time, but also later, when there will be the eternal geula. And Moshe, who is the first redeemer, will be the last redeemer, and he will bring Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. According to this, we will also understand the eternal instruction that there is for all generations. Moshe had angeheben sein tefillah, zogendig. Moshe started his tefillah by saying, Ata hachi loisa lahareis es avdecha. You started showing your servant. Pasach lias oimedum espala. He stood and davened. Das heißt, that means, as afal pishen igze gezeira, that even though there was a decree, as Moshe zol nitarayin in Eretz Yisrael, that Moshe wasn't going to go into Eretz Yisrael, omar loi, he said to him, mimcha lamadti, I learned from you, sha'amarata li, because you said to me, v'ata hanicha li, and now leave me, v'chi tovis hayisi b'cha, was I holding on to you? Ela liftoyach pesach, shabi hayatolu lehispalol aleim, but I was leaving a door open so that it's up to me to daven for them. K'moi kein, so too, ha'isi sovar lasis achshav, I thought to do the same thing now, that even though there's a decree, but you left the door open, so I started davening. Ata ein mi sheyimcha biyadcha im timcha leu tevatel gezeroscha. You, there's nobody that will object to you, and it's possible that the decree will be annulled. Because since we're talking about going into Eretz Yisrael and bringing the Gula Shleima for all Yidden and bringing the ultimate redemption of all Yidden, is Hagamaz Arhot Givus Vegan De Gzeira. So even though Moshe knew about the decree, Moshe Giton Kol HaTolui Boy, nevertheless, Moshe did everything he could to Mispalo Zayin, to Daven, and Nochamol Mispalo Zayin, and Daven again, und wieder einmal Mispalo Zayin, and to Daven even again. Bis Mispalo Zayin Tov Kuf Tes Vav Tfilis, until he Daven 515 Tfilis, oder Atfilo Bas Geit Durch Alle Tes Vav Pa'omin Tov Kuf Dargis from Seder Ishtauschelis, or a Tfila which goes through 15 times all the 500 levels of Seder Ishtauschelis, Bein Rakia L'Rakia, between each Rakia from the Shiva Rakiim, between of the seven firmaments, Ubein Rakia La'aretz, and between Rakia and the earth, as the Tzemach Tzedek explains in Eira Torah, Efshe, Veter Poilon, as the Rebishta Zal Mevadl Zayn Di Gzeira, Unim Lozen Arayim Firin Yidin and Eretz Yisrael, and all this davening was just, perhaps, Hashem will take away the Gzeira and allow him to bring the Yidin into Eretz Yisrael. Nachme, even more so, even when the Eibishter told him, don't talk to me more about this subject. It's questionable whether Moshe listened even then. Because we do have the rule that everything that the house owner tells you to do, do, apart from go out. Is a filu vender balabayas amiti. So even when the true house owner, the Rebishter, God Himself, Hase Moshen say, tells Moshe to go, Al Tosef Dabar Eli Oed Badabar Azeh, by telling, don't speak to me any more about this subject, is Mistabar Zogan, it's probable to say, as Moshe hot zich Moshe nefesh given, or mamshech given, beton un mispal zayin, Moshe nevertheless continued to daven, Erzol Arangin Eretz Yisrael, that he should go into Eretz Yisrael. And together with that, obviously, as doso chas v'shalom nitshaten at zveiten yidden, that shouldn't chas v'shalom hurt another yid Yehoshua bin Nun. Vem in der Eibishter hat shen kiveh given frier azol arayim firin yidden in Eretz Yisrael, who already was chosen by Hashem to take the yidden into Eretz Yisrael. And even if Moshe could achieve through his tefillah, that he should go into Eretz Yisrael, and for sure he could achieve it, as a, how much more so from a regular tefillah of a tzaddik, but nevertheless, since Moshe was a true shepherd of Israel, is an emissar Rebbe, a true Rebbe, an emissar Melamed Torah Yisrael, a true teacher of Torah to Yidden, geit nitares von Golos iber lozendik dor seine Tamidim. He doesn't go out of Golos by leaving behind his students. As the halacha is that if a Talmud, a student, goes into Golos, the halacha is his Rebbe is sent into Golos with him. Now the Shleimus von sein Gula Bashteder von, the complete redemption for him is when was zusammen mit ihm werden nigel alle seine Talmidim, will be when all his Talmidim will go with him. But Mikosha came from them Kitsei HaHofchi, as Harav Shagola Maglin Shivasi Imai. And we can understand that from the opposite, that if a Rav has to go into Golos, all his yeshiva goes with him. Or Memele is Farshtadik, and therefore it's understood, as Tfilas Moshe to Arangin in Eretz Yisrael, that the davening of Moshe to go into Eretz Yisrael hot in Zich Koiluliven included, as Eich the Yidden von sein Dor, that even the Yidden of his generation, Dor Deir, a generation of knowledge, Deir Hamidbar, which is the generation of the desert, Zol Mitim Arangin in Eretz Yisrael in their Gula Shleima, should go with him into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, hot Menech dem Limud L'Doiris. And from this, therefore, we can have a teaching for all generations. B'negeh to ispashtusa de Moshe shebechol doir v'doir, in reference to the extension of Moshe in each generation. Biz Moshe shebederenu, until the Moshe of our generation. K'vei k'dushas meri v'chomi admun desi derenu, the Rebbe. And similarly, in reference to the level of Moshe, which is in every single Yid, as nit kukin dekoiv di tefillos habakoshes osayin given bizitzta, not looking at any of the prayers or requests which we said till now, darf menochamol unvidramol mispalo zayin unbetem by the meibishn ladmosai. We have to again and again ask and demand by Hashem until when. And it's certain that this prayer and request will be fulfilled and take over Yad Mamish and immediately, and in a way of a free gift, because when we say the word we mean a free gift, which means it's not commensurate with our Aveda. The Gula will come through Mashiach. Geul Rishon, who Geul Achon, the first and the last Redeemer. When all Yidden gain in Eretz Yisrael, and all Yidden will go to Eretz Yisrael in the Gula Nitzchis, in the eternal redemption. When es kumt arop, der Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi Hanitzchi, was is eimed muchen ubonu lomaila. And there will come down the third Beis Hamikdash, which is already built above. Sif Tes. Der Inin is noch starker gefinnendig. This inyan is stronger because we are in a house of three dimensions, a Beis HaKnesses, a house of prayer, Beis HaMedrash, and a house of learning, on Beis Masim Tovim Gimlis Chasodim, and a house of kindness, deeds of kindness. Ubimiyuchen, especially from Kvei Kedushas Meiri B'chami Admon Nasi Derenu, of the Rebbe Moshe Sheba Derenu, who is the Moshe in our generation. But das is me'en v'hachonot in dem Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, which this is a preparation to the third base of Mikdash, thus is a bias Meshulash, which is also a threefold house. Basi base Tefillah, it's called the house of prayer. Bias Torah, it's a house of Torah because it's the place of the Sanhedrin who reside in the Lishkas HaGozis. Base Gemilas Chasodim, thus Ver Nimshach Dur Hakrabas HaKorbanos, and the house of Gemilas Chasodim, which comes down through the through the Hakrava of the Korbanos, through the bringing of the offerings. On in dem bayis mashulash gufa, and in this threefold house itself, gifin manzich, is that in his vaidus zusammen mit kam asidus misrol, we're in a verbringen with many yidden, berevam hadras melech, and many people bring the glory of the king, vos noisef lezeh, which in addition to that, vos yedder yid is a balabayis ov kol hametzias, that every yid is in charge of the existence of the world, and how much more so on his own being, and over his aveda of a person bringing mikem from you, korban l'Hashem, an offering to Hashem, mikem davka, literally from you, and through bringing that korban, he brings up all elements of the world, the inanimate, the mineral, vegetable, animal, and human, which are within the person themselves, and in a korban, and within the offering. And that is with greater strength and vitality, when it's done through many tens of Yidden, who are all standing together in unity, which the love and unity between Yidden takes away the whole reason of Golas. And therefore, there automatically is bottle, there is annulled the reason of the galus, and has come take up a miad mamish the geula, and thereafter comes the geula. Or befrases deretzu is das euch deres man zakai, and especially after this, there is the very auspicious time Shabbos Tisha B'Av is man tefillas mincha, which is the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av at the time of mincha, when es verta his gabrus chadosha, when there is a huge prevailing from Leidus or Mazal Mashiach Tzidkenu of the birth and the Mazal of Mashiach, und derzu noch, and in addition, in dem Yor Hei Tovshin Nun Aleph, Rosh Tevis Hoyet Hei Shnas Niflois Erenu, which this year, Tovshin Nun Aleph, is the Rosh Tevis, that in this year I will show you great wonders, Bizdi Niflois from the Gula Mitzvah Vahashlema, like the great wonders which were shown when we went out of Mitzrayim, is der fun allem moving, and from all this it's understood as the Itzdikah cites, that this time is der dozike art, und der dozike art,